Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's another group pretty specific about their music. Chris Bishop was mentioning Robert Plant being very specific about his. I understand those folks that Steely Dan are pretty specific about theirs. We like that kind of quality music right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with Chris Bishop, former rock star, former corporate employee, maybe still jingle producer. I'm not sure. He might still be doing some of that, but now he's working on the new stuff and the high-tech stuff and a lot of stuff in the future. A lot of things that you are coming at us, and we need more voices like Chris's. Chris Bishop, welcome back. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for your kind words.
Chris is helping us with, and by the way, folks, start getting excited. Chris has got a book he's working on, so we're gonna expect you can expect us to launch that book on the show. Hey, Chris, you're helping us understand how AI, artificial intelligence, big data, which is the application of AI, right? It's the mining of behaviors, right?
Yeah, I mean, AI, you know, looks at big data and makes decisions about it, you know, and at rates and paces that humans can't possibly
tell them what big data is. Give us your definition of big data.
Yeah, well, so big data, I mean, some people would say big data is not an accurate descriptor because data has been around, you know, forever. I mean, since humans crawled out of caves, but certainly since people started doing business. But the amazing thing today, the transformative sea change is that you can now get to this data and collect it and, more interestingly, analyze it and connect it in ways that we weren't able to do before and therefore gain insights to make decisions mm-hmm. about business culture and society. So that's the you know, all the data that's being generated by people's websites and computers and tablets and phones, in addition to what's coming, which is the Internet of Things,
right
where everything will have an IP address, not everything. I'm exaggerating. But, you know, I lease a Volt. My car has a hotspot, so my car is generating data. My car texts me when it's fully charged, for example.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine that, like, even 10 years ago?
Right. I mean, your refrigerator can text you and tell you you're low on milk or
or
whatever. So that's coming.
Yep.
And another cybersecurity challenge too, by the way, we can talk about another day. Let's get back to I love the way he's talking to us folks about the using AI, using big data and artificial intelligence in our small businesses out here on Main Street. Not just on our websites like Amazon uses on their website, but that example I gave of something you're searching for, what if all of a sudden it shows up in front of you on your Facebook page?
Right.
So, hey, Chris, that's not creepy at all, is it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's like putting up alerts for content, right? I don't know if many of your listeners do that, right? Go into Google and set up alerts. And it'll provide content based on a topic that you're interested in. And the way that the segue is that you can then use that to repost to build community, right? That's the, again, as you say in your book, Jim, you know, the idea is building community.
That's right.
Social. So I'd love to share some perspective on these sort of three tools that I think your audience could use.
All right.
So tied to building communities, right, is what you post determines kind of your reputation in social spaces and your level of expertise. So there are tools now, again, like Hootsuite. There are, you know, a range of them,
right,
that will scan sort of the social universe, if you will, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, and find content that you can then repost and share and comment on, right? Show your insights, show your perspective. So it's an amazing tool. There are several tools that will do this kind of thing. Again, Hootsuite will, based on keywords or phrases or whatever, tied to your product or portfolio, you know, your portfolio of products and services, you know, no matter how comparatively simple or complex, you can define what kind of content comes back, and you'll have a whole rich portfolio
of stuff. Would your offering to that, your what you would push out there, would that be in the form of some kind of contributory message that wouldn't look like a call to action, or would it actually turn into an ad?
Well, I mean, it could, you know, by showing your expertise, right, you're advertising
right.
on some subliminal level, right? Oh, this guy's smart, or this gal knows what she's talking about. Let me go take a closer look at her on LinkedIn or on Facebook or on her website.
Which is why someone who did a video about how to clean a fish up on YouTube, if I typed in cleaning fish, I'd get maybe 10 different guys showing me how to clean a fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they put themselves out there with those keywords, as you say.
And there's also, again, like, this is... My main tool is Twitter, so I think it's a very powerful tool for connecting. So, again, these tools will sort of scan the Twitterverse and pull out relative content based on your criteria, and then you can comment on it, you know, pros or cons or great insight, but they missed this, or in addition, they might consider this. So that's sort of the content identification and reposting that you can use to establish your own business credibility.
And you mentioned Hootsuite. What are, very quickly, some of the others.
Yeah, there's one called Sendable that'll do that.
All right.
There's the tool that I really like, actually, is called Social Jukebox.
Social Jukebox. I need your website quickly, Chris.
ImprovisingCareers.com.
Can they find out more about this on your website?
Yeah, there's info there.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 29 after. Chris is staying with us. One more segment.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.